What is going on, guys? We are here at the Corrales Punta Cana Championship. We're here with Joel Damon. How's it going today?
Yeah, things are great. I had a great pro-am today and looking forward to a great week out here.
Absolutely. Weather is beautiful out here. It's sunny. It's a little windy. How's that wind been affecting the practice rounds out here?
Yeah, it's always a bit breezy here. The course plays better, honestly, when there's a little wind.
Okay.
Keeps the heat down a little bit as well, as it can be a little warm here. But yeah, it's always a bit breezy here, but that's just how it is.
With the rain yesterday, did you see the greens a little bit softer and more receptive today?
Yeah, for sure. And the fairways as well. The balls just aren't bouncing quite as much. The course play is quite a bit longer than we've seen it in years past.
Okay.
But yeah, between hopefully the rain stays away and the sun and the wind dry it all out.
Awesome. So we got the iconic holes behind us here,
yes.
The Devil's Elbow. Can you tell us a little bit about those three holes there?
Yeah, it's a special stretch of golf. They're tough. They're really tough. 16's into the wind, 17's into the wind as well, and then 18, Devil's Elbow here. I had 225 yards in. So it's a big golf hole. The long players can hit it over the ocean.
Yeah.
I am not long enough, so I gotta go around. But
because 18 right here, you
mm-hmm.
have, what is it to carry the water from
so
the tee?
So straight away it's probably 300, but it's
okay.
Almost dead into the wind.
Right.
And for me, I hit it out to the left, it was about a 270 carry, but that leaves you a long ways in. But if you can make three pars on 16, 17, 18 this week, you're gonna be doing
place.
Great.
Absolutely, yeah. The wind straight on, what is it, 16's the par 3
mm-hmm.
with the wind straight in your face
exactly.
for the most part.
Yeah, with the ocean all over the place as well.
Yeah, definitely. So one thing I wanted to ask you was, you've obviously dealt with, and there's a lot of background noise going
yes.
on right now, but
it's a hazard.
It is what it is.
It's a
That's
hazard
what we're doing
media.
Here. But one of the things, you know, you've dealt with a lot of adversity since you've been on the tour, and you've dealt with, you know, your challenges. What is kind of your mindset when you're out there? Is it, you know, is it something of gratitude, obviously, that you're able to do this for a living? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there's only, you know, 125 PGA Tour cards and everyone wants a piece of it. It's one of the hardest things to do in golf. And for me to have it for 8 years is super special. I enjoy it, especially when you get to a place, you get to come to a place like this, right?
Absolutely.
So a lot of people come here on vacation. We get to come here for work. So it's pretty special. And yeah, golf isn't always easy. It's
mm-hmm.
it's not the fairest game we play, but you try to take it in stride, and like you said, just have a lot of gratitude out there.
Absolutely, it's definitely a game of humility as well.
Yes,
it keeps you humble out there. So real quick little questions I wanted to ask you. You've been obviously to Punta Cana now a few times. One
yes.
here. What is a few words that you've learned in Spanish over the years?
cerveza.
Nice. Heineken guy?
Yeah.
When you're out here?
Is it Presidente? Is
Presidente,
here?
Presidente. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, some of those. You know, a lot of they all kind of translate into getting a burrito or a taco or something like that. But yeah, you know, you always pick up some curse words every now and then too when you're
sure.
around here. But yeah, for the most part, I can barely get by with a menu and some day-to-day interactions.
It helps that they have a couple of things in English out here.
It does.
What's your favorite hole out here on the course?
That's a great question. 7, the par 5 is a good one. It's a fun second shot to a narrow green. I think 9 is a par 3 is very challenging. It's downwind, but you get the ocean involved as well. And I think 18, I mean, it's a special hole. Not many times you get to play around the ocean. I think it's just a really cool golf hole, and it's challenging. You have to make a score there.
Absolutely. And last question. So our brand's Stay Tranquilo. What does Stay Tranquilo mean to you?
Stay tranquilo.
Yeah.
Stay chill. Like, don't get too upset, especially
yep.
on the golf course.
Yep.
But it's kind of like, especially here, you can kind of just go sit on the beach and enjoy and stare at the waves and enjoy it all. So I'd say just kind of enjoying the moment and not getting too upset about anything.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, thanks, Joel.
Yeah,
appreciate
you got
the
it.
Time.
Cheers. Yeah, you got it, guys. Thank you.